Okay, good morning. We are continuing our journey through our chakra system, all the wheels of energy that we use as a metaphor to study our life, and we place them at different points in the body so that as we move through our hatha practice, we can ignite them, we can charge them and release them, whichever needs to be done. I've been through the earth element and the safety and stability of chakra one at the base of the spine, down through the legs and your roots. We move to the water element of second chakra and the emotions and the feelings that give us information. We move then into last week, the fire of third chakra and Manipura and your ability to transform and manifest in your life that which you desire and then the ideas that come from below. So today we arrive in the heart, which is anahata, right there at the heart center in the chest. Anahata, which means unstruck. For years, I had trouble understanding this. I was like, what, like it's just a gong sit there in our hearts, nobody's touching it? And no, it's really quite beautiful to think that there's a part of us inside that is untouchable by what happens on the outside. It's unstruck. There is a peace within that is eternal, that is unavailable to attack, to true and everlasting pain and suffering. Now, do we suffer and we feel it in the heart? Yes, but that's not the deepest source. The deepest source is in there. It's that still voice within. It's that inner spirit that you know of you and no one else knows. If you have that, you know, working on that connection to the heart, for many of us, that's where that resides. Some of us require some faith, just some shraddha, as we say in yoga, the faith that there is this thing that is untouchable. And you may do this, and you may do this, and yet this, it is unchanging. And, you know, we experience heartbreak for sure. This is like my favorite place. It both gets easily damaged, seemingly, but also healing. You know, you might feel heartbreak. Hopefully, in some time in your life, you've had heartbreak because you had great love, right? That's a good thing. And then hopefully you eventually find a love where the heartbreaking stops, but it could happen in little pieces every day. It just is the idea that go past that, go deeper in to that deep abiding sense of you, and then what others do matters much less. So the purpose of fourth chakra is balance. So it's the gateway between the upper chakras and the lower chakras. It's kind of that center. So to have a balanced aspect and relationship to life. It is the seat of love, compassion for others, self-love, self-compassion, where it begins, and connection with others. Do you have a sense of connection with other people in your life? It comes into being ages 4 to 7. And I watched this happen with my kids, and I noticed this is when they start, little kids will start bringing you little treasures, you know, like this little pebble or a little flower, because their heart is opening, and they want to tell you, I love you, and they'll hug your leg, and they bring you things. You can kind of see the heart come into its being, age 4 to 7. It is your social identity. The right is to love and to be loved. This is the love part. The affirmation that I chose for us today is, I am loving to myself and others. And I think that can be a good practice. I'm loving. Keep choosing loving. Keep choosing loving. Even when nature or ego might choose differently, you can continue. Choose love. Choose love. The demon here is grief. So this is a big one. There's Kleenexes everywhere. So if you go through your class today and some tears come, yay! Just use a Kleenex and let them go. We all have grief. You can't get through life without some grief. If you've had a pet, you've had grief. You understood, you probably had some grief even ages 4 to 7, but you are resilient because you have the abiding love. So the grief is there and you greet it. As Pema Chodron, the Buddhist teacher says, she says, greet the suffering bring it in, and then let it go. So it's not that it comes in and you go push it back, or stuff it down. It's drink it in, let it come in, feel the suffering, and breathe out expansion. And that is a mental and pranayama practice that you can do when those seeds of grief arrive, because they can come up when you don't know. But they do fade over time. If you've had that deep heartbreak, a loss of a loved one, you know that year after year after year, the pain is a little bit less. So we do process this grief, and we each do it at our own time. But in my opinion, that ability to recover from grief shows that there is that deep unstruck heart, because we can recover. There is a resilience that is untouchable. Then let's get centered and sing. Push your fingers into the earth alongside of you. Rise high with your heart. Anahata, unstruck. Go ahead and lift your sternum. Take a deep breath in. The element of the heart is air. So the breath is what cleanses, purifies, releases in the heart. So every inhale, draw in through the nose, expand the heart center and the chest down to the belly. Every exhale, draw in at the low belly. Place your hands on your thighs. Put your attention into your heart as you breathe deeply, elongating the breath. Maybe your mind is already attaching to some things that I've mentioned. Maybe you're remembering grief, questioning whether you are lovable. Maybe you are remembering that you are lovable. Let those thoughts, as much as you can, move into the distance as your attention is really focused on in and out of the breath. Now, as you inhale, breathe in beautifully, expanding through the chest, and maintain the breath in. As you maintain the breath in, accept the breath within you. Receive the nourishing breath. Exhale completely naturally. No need to force the breath out. When it's out, just stay paused, accepting the letting go. The breath in, then maintain, receive. The breath out naturally, then maintain the breath out in a form of releasing. Breath in, accepting love. The breath out, releasing grief. Maintain your attention in the heart as you allow the breath to breathe naturally. Bring your palms together. Take a deep breath in. Exhale all the way. Breathe into Om.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.